Welcome back to more of this special Veterans Day edition of All Talk with Tom Jordan and Kevin Dietz on WJR. Today's broadcast is sponsored by the Frankenmuth Convention and Visitors Bureau. Memories begin at 1-800-FUN-TOWN. Once again, here are Kevin and Tom.
Well, here in Michigan, there's this legal battle that continues to unfold to try to keep Donald Trump off the ballot here in the state. Activists are trying to disqualify Donald Trump from the presidential ballot, saying that, you know, insurrectionists cannot be president. The problem is Donald Trump is not an insurrectionist. No court, no jury, and nobody has ever, of any legal standing, has ever claimed such. Donald Trump has never been charged with insurrection. So we'll see how this unfolds, but it continues.
And yet lawsuits are flying around, Tom. One is from Robert Davis, an activist who says the Secretary of State should take Donald Trump off the ballot. Another is from Democratic strategist Mark Brewer, who says the court should decide if Donald Trump should be taken off the ballot in Michigan. And Trump's lawyers are saying that only Congress can make a decision like that, and the Secretary of State and the judge have no authority to remove Donald Trump from the ballot in Michigan. Joining us now is Todd Flood from Flood Law. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, guys. Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. A couple different suits. As you look at these, as you walk through these, the Secretary of State, the judge, Congress, who makes this decision, and how are we going to work through this and decide ultimately?
Ultimately, this is going to get it in front of the United States Supreme Court. Whatever side loses, and Judge Redford said that yesterday, whatever he decides one way or the other is going to quickly go to our state Supreme Court or Court of Appeals and then ultimately to the Supreme Court. This is kind of, this topic is going around and catching traction around the country. Two conservatives of the Federalist Society did opine in a law review article basically saying that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment does apply. There was, and Judge Redford, who's had thousands of evidentiary hearings, could you imagine he could have an evidentiary hearing if he so chooses to determine whether or not there was evidence enough to show insurrection? If you remember, President Trump was impeached by the House, never by the Senate, 2/3 vote. So this fervor from the some people in the Republican Party saying that this should go and prevent. There is, believe it or not, contrary to that, on some of the liberal side saying, hey, listen, you know, we may think Trump is X, but you can't block the voters. The voters have to decide this. From a legal standpoint, Article 3 or, you know, the 14th Amendment in Section 3 deals with back in the Civil War, and there was a couple cases that dealt with this, with the Confederates wanting to come back and, you know, after secession saying, hey, listen, no, Section 3 of this, we're going to prevent you from getting back into public office. Well, it hasn't been around since. And here, to Tom's point, there isn't a conviction. He's not even indicted. President Trump on the insurrection portion of January 6th. So I think, candidly, until there was some sort of evidentiary hearing or some substantive part of this, that they couldn't keep, they can't keep President Trump off the ballot. There would have to be a finding, and I don't see that right now. So you'd have to have almost a mini trial. Second thing is, Secretary of State Benson has said, hey, listen, I don't have the authority. The legislative branch in the state of Michigan is void for me to say what, you know, I have the authority to invoke this. I can't do that. I'll leave it to the courts to decide. So I watched the hearing late last night and saw Judge Redford, you're very serious. You're very serious judge. I've known him for a long while. And I think he's going to come out with a decision, but I promise you that decision will, because we are right on the doorsteps. That was another big part of this. We're right on the doorsteps of having to have this decided ASAP, because we're February 27th for the primary.
Absolutely. It's just around the corner. It's closer than it ever has been before because they moved up the primary here in the state of Michigan. It's ironic because the lawsuits to try to keep him off the ballot basically made Donald Trump's actions to an insurrection. But the defense, the Trump's lawyers are actually likening the exclusion of Donald Trump from the ballot to sedition, that this is an attempt to overturn an election. Do they have an argument, do you think?
I think they have an argument. Their argument is more about policy and more about voters' rights and the ability to have the democracy as far as the voting. The crazy thing about it, though, is their timing is an elected official. So, and when you read through the lines here, they're almost suggesting that first have him elected and then you can have a determination of whether or not he should be prevented from holding office, which doesn't make sense. But I think to their bigger point and to your point, to block a choice, to block the decision by voters, is a very big lift to me. And there could be, in a sense, based over just that thought process.
But yeah, there's no way, Todd, they're going to let one state or a couple of states decide who the president is by keeping them off the ballot. The Supreme Court's going to look at that, and they're going to rule that that's not acceptable.
Well, we shall see, because if you went to Justice Scalia, may he rest in peace, he's going to say, hey, listen, I don't look at the spirit of the law. I look at those letters and those words, and I put them in context, and I define based on what the definition of the Constitution is on the writing in that page. So what does the page say about the 14th Amendment and Section 3? And it says, hey, listen, and I paraphrase, you uphold the oath of the Constitution and you are prevented based on your acts if you cited or tried to have insurrection of our country by storming the Capitol, i.e. go on. So all that requires is a hearing. But I don't see it. I don't see there enough. I don't think there's enough time, to be candid with you, to make this all work. And I don't see Trump coming off the ballot. My personal opinion, but I can promise you that's going to be decided by the United States Supreme Court.
Yeah, it seems like the cart is before the horse here, because there has not been a hearing that no one has ever decided. And again, he has not been charged with insurrection, but no one has decided that he has committed insurrection by what the actions of the protesters on January 6th were. So that's going to happen first, as you said earlier, if this is ever going to succeed on the behalf of these activists. Really appreciate your perspective, as always. Thank you for your time. Todd Flood with Flood Law. Good to talk to you,
Thanks
Todd.
For
Thank
me,
you.
Guys. Likewise.
All right, you have a good weekend. Have a safe weekend as well. We'll find out, Kevin, but I don't think this is going to succeed. And to Todd's point and to your point as well, if it does here in the state, even though Jocelyn Benson said she does not have the authority to do this, the Supreme Court, in my view, is going to kick this and say this is absurd.
The Supreme Court in Michigan might side with keeping him off the ballot. We don't know what they'll do, but then immediately the Supreme Court of the United States will take it up, and I think it'll get reversed.
Yeah, well, whatever the case, it's not over just yet. More to come, 760 WJR.